With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's Ina Stir, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley. With Pioneer Valley Credit Union, you can purchase or refinance your home with amazing mortgage rates right now and affordable payments. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Lopez in for Dina with the dirt. What do you got?
That's right. Well, apparently Elton John saving lives. He sang "Someone Save My Life" tonight, but Lady Gaga was talking to Apple Music and said that Elton John has saved her life countless times. Apparently, he's super supportive of her, which, you know, is cool and understandable.
Right.
She says, he's always challenged me to keep my head above water, and he knows when I'm down. He knows because I hide, because I never want anyone to see me when I'm like that. Elton's always challenged me to take care of my artistry and take care of myself, and I really honor that about him. He is so uniquely special. So it's cool that they have that nice friendship together and that he's like helping her get through a lot of stuff.
So she's been that depressed, huh? Sometimes, and he picks her up. That's nice of a friend, yeah.
You know, he's probably lived through a lot of that stuff with celebrity
yeah.
and fame
in
that kind of creative world.
Sing to me. I'll be cool. So that's great.
Yep, that's exactly how he does it.
Yeah, I mean...
And then Kanye West, Kim and Kanye, they benefited from the president's Paycheck Protection Program loan. Now, of course, they have lots of money. So the fact that they needed loans to save their line, some people were questioning it. I don't know the details. I won't make a judgment. But Kanye's Yeezy line received funds getting somewhere between $2 million and $5 million. Now, it says that saved 106 jobs through the stimulus. But of course, he's worth $1 billion. So couldn't he have just saved those 106 jobs? Don't know, but according to people, the loan was supposed to go to companies with less than 500 employees, so we're not sure, because he has a big company, how that works.
Right. Hey, I applied for a loan for our show, Lopez, about $500,000. I figure if we just we roll with red on roulette at MGM, huh? Let it ride.
Sounds good to me.
Yep,
I'm
then
into
we
it.
Can pay the government back. Keep the rest.
Tom Hanks was talking to the Guardian newspaper recently that he was calm after being diagnosed with coronavirus. He says, we were in the hospital. He said, I'm 63. I have type 2 diabetes. I have a stent in my heart. Am I a red flag case? But as long as our temperature didn't spike and our lungs did not fill up with something that looked like pneumonia, they were not worried. And he said, I'm the one who wakes up in the morning wondering if I'm going to see the end of the day. I'm not the person who wakes up in the morning wondering if I'm going to see the end of the day or not. I'm pretty calm about that. He says, I just had crippling body aches. I was very fatigued all the time, and I couldn't concentrate on anything for more than about 12 minutes. But that last bit is kind of like my natural state anyway. So he's being a little light about it, but still, it was very serious for
yeah,
him. So.
It's got to be scary, too, because on the news, you always see like the number of deaths and everything. They don't show the number of people that have survived it. I mean, obviously,
right.
It's a huge number. So glad he didn't freak
out. Thankfully, he's here.
Yeah.
And finally, an actor from The Office is trying to bring his character out of retirement, and we've seen him in the area. Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
He is asking for his followers to support his Kickstarter campaign to fund a new TV show starring Uncle Stan. According to People, the show will follow the grumpy Stanley as he leaves Florida and heads to Los Angeles to help his nephew run a motorcycle and flower shop. Which is a great combination. I love this idea. Unfortunately, the Kickstarter has only raised $28,000 of its $300,000 goal. but he still thinks that there are people out there who want to do it, so he's pushing to get it by August 1st.
Well, I know he's got a lot of fans around here because he went to that Springfield Thunderbirds game last season.
That's
I saw so many selfies of him and other people, so it was great to see
him. He goes around doing stuff like that. You know, he's still into the character, so hopefully we'll see this happen. And that is your Dirt at 640. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union and their great rates on mortgages right now with affordable payments. And for details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina is off today. Lopez in with Dirt. What are we covering today?
All right, well, Harry Styles is here to help you fall asleep. Who wouldn't love to have him put you to bed? He has teamed up with the Calm app, which is like a meditation app, for what they're calling Dream With Me with the hashtag Dream With Harry. Capital FM reports that starting tomorrow, he's offering up a soothing bedtime story to help Calm users drift off. And there's just a little clip, and you can hear him say, "Hello, I'm Harry Styles." Not much of a tease, but that's it. So we don't know exactly what he's going to be reading yet, but they think it's going to be part of their new celebrity ASMR sessions. So you can just pop him in your headphones and listen to him soothe you to sleep.
Sorry, I'm sticking with rainforest.
Whatever. I'll take Harry Styles in a rainforest.
Maybe he'll read you his lyrics.
Whatever he reads, if he just says words, I don't care. It's Harry. So that'll be coming out starting tomorrow. Soap star Christian Alfonso is leaving Days of Our Lives after 37 years. She played the popular Hope Williams Brady, but she posted on Instagram yesterday that she's going to be leaving the daytime soap opera. She said she already filmed her final episodes and won't be returning to the show when it starts production again in September. So she thanked all of her loyal fans out there, but wants to start the next chapter of her life. So after 37 years, she's going to be leaving. That's a long time to stay in one place. So hopefully there's good stuff coming forward. Johnny Depp is going to be seeing a few of his exes in court in his ongoing libel case against The Sun. Now, that includes Amber Heard, who the judge ruled can attend the proceedings, even though she's not there to present evidence. So I guess this is going to be happening in the UK. So when it's there, witnesses are not allowed in court while others testify in criminal cases, but they can in civil cases. Though they did request her not to be allowed to be there because she might be influenced otherwise. But in a new court order, they said it would be unfair for her not to be there. Also, Vanessa Paradis, Winona Ryder, can also be there as well. So it could be, a courtroom full of exes for Johnny Depp for this. So CinemaBlend has more details on that. And finally, Charlie Puth. Talking about the negative side of stan culture, people, you know, in celebrity worlds, a lot of fans attack other fans of things. And he was talking about how BTS fans accused him of trying to use the band's popularity to his own gain. Now, he says, I usually don't pay any mind to things like this, but something has to be said. This dangerous, toxic internet screaming match between fandoms has to stop. He said, I'm 28 years old, so it doesn't really mean anything to me when some person I don't know writes nasty messages. But, I know that 10 years ago, language like this directed towards me would have affected me deeply in a very negative way. So he said, we all need to love each other now more than ever. Which he's right. You know, these people, you're a fan of something. You don't need to attack someone who's a fan of something else and really bring them down, especially for younger people who might get attacked this way. It is not cool.
Why don't we ask Harry Styles to do some messages? You calm everybody down.
Harry Styles would be a great person to do that.
Bring the world peace together. We just listen to him every night.
And that is your Dirt at 740. We'll have fresh dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's Dina's Dirt at the 40. Lopez in for Dina this morning, covering your latest gossip headlines. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. You can purchase or refinance your home with great mortgage rates right now. For details, you can check out pvcu.org. And now, Lopez here with the headlines. What's going on, man?
All right. Well, yesterday we told you about Ryan Adams. He issued a public apology for his harassment for some past relationships. And one of those, of course, was his ex-wife, Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He made the public apology on through the Daily Mail. And yesterday, apparently, Mandy Moore was talking to the Today Show, and Hoda asked her thoughts about her ex-husband's statement and if she believes that he's actually changed. And she said that it's curious that Ryan Adams didn't make amends privately before making this public statement. She said, it's challenging because I feel like in many ways I've said all I want to say about him in that situation. I'm speaking for myself, but I have not heard from him and I'm not looking for an apology necessarily. So it sounds like she's not really caring too much about this since he just made this public apology and didn't actually reach out to her to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, unless he thinks it's bigger to do it that way. You know what I mean? Like to publicly admit that and that she would hear. So,
But she didn't really take it personally. So I guess she's not really into it. YouTube has a new star. You know, there's a lot of cool YouTubers out there. Well, Captain Marvel is now a YouTuber. Brie Larson, the actress, she is now an official YouTuber with her channel. She started her very own channel with her first video. She said, so I made a decision. And she said she decided to join the platform because it's a place to talk about things that are important and that matter. She said there will be silly content, of course, on top of the deep conversations that they have as well. And her streaming videos of her playing Fortnite is going to be another big thing on there. So it's going to be a wide variety of different things to watch her do.
Like kids do on YouTube. Interesting.
Yeah. So Brie Larson's going to be doing that. Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik couldn't be more excited to welcome their first child. According to Us Weekly, they are happier than ever together. Someone, a source was telling the magazine that they're closer than ever as they prepare for their new baby. She's been staying at home with her mom's family, and Zayn has dropped the pregnancy news from a few months back that when they were planning to stay until the baby is born. So they're going to be staying there until the baby is born. But she's spending most of her time at the farm with her family, and they are so in love and expecting this to happen. So it's good to hear good stuff coming out of these celebrity relationships and that the baby's on the way for them. So congratulations to them, and hope everything keeps going well.
Great.
And finally, Elton John has been honored with his very own coin. That's right. You can use Elton money. You Discover Music reports that the coin was released yesterday by Britain's Royal Mint, part of their Music Legends series. And it features a straw boater hat, bow tie, and glasses on him in the shape of the music notes. And it features the Union Jack flag in the background as well. Elton John said that it was fabulous to be recognized this way. But you can get a gold one, a silver one. And it starts at $16 up to $80,000 for the gold.
I'm wondering, like, who's the first person who's going to get yelled at? It's like, you bought a soda with it? What are thinking?
I don't know. They thought it would work. So congratulations to him to becoming, I guess, Elton coin, like Bitcoin.
There
Elton
you go.
Coin? I don't know what you call it.
Sure. So I'll buy stock in it.
That's your nerd at 840. I wouldn't. Gonna have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with a podcast and more with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.